The Federal Fair Housing Act protects people from housing discrimination for characteristics including race, disability, and natural origin. And the Fair Housing Center of Central Indiana has now released its first data set on complaints filed in the state. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Executive Director Amy Nelson about the new report that compiles data from the past 18 years.
I think one thing that we noted in the report that significantly stands out is if you look over the entire 18 years of the report, allegations based upon race discrimination in housing stood out as the most common type of allegation that was part of the file complaints. But when you keyed in on the last 5 years, however, disability allegations actually rose to the top as the most common protected class that was listed in those complaints. And that actually mirrors issues at the national level, where we have seen that flip about 10, 12 years ago, up until about 10, 12 years ago, race, since the very beginning, the passage of the Fair Housing Act in 1968, was always the most common protected group where we saw complaints moving forward into some form of enforcement action. But about 10, 12 years ago, that changed, and disability became the most common protected class, and that has continued to be. So to see that Indiana's numbers actually reflect national trends was important for us to know.
Amy, in this report, did you see a progression of complaints over the years?
Well, when we, again, looked at the most recent few years, in doing that, I believe that there were 3 years that rose to the top as to years that had the most complaint filing over that 18-year period. When you looked at the entirety of the 18 years, you have seen a progression in the number of complaints being filed, as well as the number of allegations included within those complaints. But in the most recent 5 to 10 years, we did see some years that had the most complaint filing over years in that first decade.
What are the city comparisons?
The city comparisons was actually fairly fascinating. What we did in the report was to, you know, break out the allegations by county. And then we also went and took that and broke that into metro areas. And we specifically focused on Indianapolis, South Bend, Evansville, Fort Wayne, and then what we called the Chicagoland area, which was basically Lake and Porter counties. And we took a look at that. And within that, we found that South Bend, Fort Wayne, and Chicagoland, per their population, had the most complaints of fair housing being filed during that time period. And this was over the 18 years of it, but it also came into play as well in the most recent years as well. What was interesting to us, you know, being based here in Indianapolis, was that the Indianapolis metro area that we defined as 10 counties had one of the lowest complaint filing rates, in fact, only slightly above the overall rural areas when we broke them down.
What do you attribute that to?
I don't know. It could be that individuals here may not know about their options under law. Fair housing law in and of itself is still something that people don't know what their rights are. But it could also have to do a lot with our housing instability crisis that we have here in Indianapolis, as well as in a number of, you know, cities that across Indiana. We have been tagged as one of the highest evicting cities in the country. We have several cities within the state of Indiana who have reached that moniker as part of some research that has been being done. We certainly know about habitability problems that are happening in our community here in Indianapolis. We see stories every week about significant habitability problems, individuals who might use Section 8 or housing choice vouchers are being discriminated against at significant level. So when they find housing, they tend to not want to do anything to jeopardize it.
And the report is an interesting look into our housing situation. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you very much.
That was Fair Housing Center of Central Indiana Executive Director Amy Nelson speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett. The report is called The State of Fair Housing in Indiana.